The Hayom Yom for the 28th day of Iyar. So the Rebbe brings down here that the Echod Achizyonis Laila, this was one of the visions, nighttime visions, an experience, Sheroa Tzemach Tzedek, that was the third Lubavitcher Rebbe, Rebbe Menachem Mendel, and he was a grandson of the Alter Rebbe. So he had a vision in one of those nights, and he saw the Alter Rebbe came to him in his vision. And this took place between Shloshim Listal Kusay, that was within 30 days of the passing of the Alter Rebbe. Amar Lefonov, so that that time, the Alter Rebbe recited before the Tzemach Tzedek HaMaimer, that discourse that begins with the words Al Shloisha Dvorim Ha'olam Oimed, that the world stands on three things. After the Maimer, Acher HaMaimer Omerle, after the Maimer, he tells him like this: Ish Mazriya Tchila Yeledes Nekeva. The verse says that when a man is Mazriya, who gives the seeds first, then they give birth to a female. He says, Zeu Imcha, that's your mother. Because the Alter Rebbe's daughter, Dvoira Leia, was the mother of the Tzemach Tzedek. So your mother is related to me, to the Ish. And then it's Isha Mazra Astechila, when the woman is the one that gives the seed first, then Yoled HaZachar. Then it gives from the Gemara, that then she gives birth to a male. Zo Atot, that's you. So which means that the Alter Rebbe is directly, the Tzemach Tzedek is directly linked to the Alter Rebbe, even more so, it comes according to this interpretation, than it would be a son of a son. Because the daughter is more closely related to her father, the Alter Rebbe, and then the son is more closely related to his mother. So therefore, that's the special connection. And perhaps we know there was a very special relationship between the Tzemach Tzedek and the Alter Rebbe, because the Tzemach Tzedek's mother, the daughter of the Alter Rebbe, the Verleia, she actually literally gave up her life to protect her father, and the Alter Rebbe undertook to raise her child, in which he did, and hence the special relationship.